Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. A Chicago startup on a mission to provide world-class music education that's accessible to more people has secured new funding through a Series A round. Trala raised $8 million, which pushes its total to $15 million. It's an online music school launched in 2017. They use technology that listens to a person play their instrument, and it gives instant feedback on their practice. The app also pairs students with teachers. Their target audience is musicians who wouldn't have access to music education otherwise. In 2022, Trala saw 14 times growth and added 30 new music teachers to its roster. This new funding will help the company expand further. Illinois lawmakers are considering legislation that would change the classification of rideshare companies like Uber and Lyft to common carriers. It would open them up to the same level of liability as other forms of public transportation. The bill passed the House last week and now moves on to the Senate. The bill was spurred by concerns for rider safety. Being exempted from the common carrier doctrine insulates rideshare company liability from acts of their drivers when injuries to customers happen. The common carrier doctrine in Illinois currently includes taxicabs, railways, and even elevators. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.